You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owens coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Good. You might see a slight spike in our podcast.
Spike as
in the numbers?
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday, I was driving around town, and I was just playing the theme song over and over and over.
Just blaring it?
I really was.
Hey, there's more than one way to grow a podcast. One way might be just by driving around Marion, Ohio, blasting the theme song as loud as you can.
Well, I mean, it does two things. You're broadcasting, you know, it's a digital billboard.
Yeah,
or an audio billboard, rather.
It's an audio billboard.
It's an audio billboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're getting, you know, a slight bump in the numbers.
Can you see a circumstance in which you're driving down the road and you hear this, you know, lit theme song?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
some guy rolls down, hey, what is that? Oh, yeah, that's my podcast.
That's like the beginning of, it kind of reminds me of like that thing you do, you know what I mean? When they're like listening to the stuff and, you know, it's finally on the radio.
The Oneaters.
Right, like how, like, can you see just a time in your life in which you would hear something, assume that it's a theme song for a podcast that at that point then you could find.
Right.
And that you would look at, I mean, would that ever happen to you?
I mean, with this song, maybe.
I love this song, Davey C.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's officially my favorite song.
Yeah. It's the only song that's ever been written about you. So, I mean, there's a little bit of that.
But
hey, we have so much to get to today. Normally, when you and I get together, it's like we look at each other like, I have nothing to talk about. We're two very busy people.
Very busy.
Specifically lately, we've been going to a lot of Little League type,
you know, soccer.
Yeah. And, you know, so this pretty much every night is made up. And then by the time you get home, you're so exhausted, you just kind of pass out. You can't even watch LeBron James lose to the Celtics.
It's again.
Like, I'm not even interested in watching that anymore, you know. So, but that's normally. But today we've got some stuff to get to. So I don't think we should banter too much today. I know the people like the banter.
They love it.
I think
it's half the reason why they tune in.
At least. I'm assuming that most people shut the podcast off after the banter.
Yeah. I assume that. I mean, I don't know it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you don't even listen to the podcast.
No.
But we do have a lot to get to.
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, we want to, we're thinking about doing some new segments. So what we'd like from you, the listener.
Yes.
Is there anything that you want from us, like weekly, right? So you and I, before the show, we were talking about starting a new weekly segment, and I wanted to call it Dadvice, like the Dadvice of the week.
Which I think is excellent.
Yeah.
Dadvice is a made-up word.
Well, I guess. Uh-huh.
I guess every word is made up at some point. But
exactly.
Is that catchy enough? Will people latch on to it?
You know, I don't know. Have people latched on to anything we've done? Has that stopped us from doing anything that we've done?
Well, I mean, a few people have latched on to it.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Well, I think then those people would like Dadvice.
Okay.
We just keep on playing to our crowd.
So basically, Shoeless Joe and Davey C.
Husky Luke.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Adam the male nurse. All right, don't sell
there's
a short.
There's more than just that. I'm sorry. There's at least half a dozen.
We've got a few, but we're going to start a new segment called Dadvice. Now, we haven't done any prep, which doesn't really stop
us. So is this going to be, let's define what this is.
Okay.
Is this a single piece of advice collectively, or is it like Netflix suggestion of the week? Is it, what's your dadvice? What's my dadvice?
I feel.
Or
okay.
There's a particular situation. How would you handle it as a father? And how would I handle it as a father?
Oh, I like that. I like that. So social situation, parenting situation, bedtime, eating vegetables.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the movies. You're going to go to the park. You're encouraging them to do their homework. You're punishing them for lying, things like that.
And we have a wide variety age-wise of our children.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest is 5.
Yeah.
Our oldest are both 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, there's a wide range of activity going on there.
Yeah. And both of us, we've spent a good portion of our lives around teenagers, being in youth ministry, things like that. So, we can run the whole spectrum.
Absolutely.
I've seen a lot of bad parenting in my years, like a lot of really awful parenting.
And from other parents too.
Yeah, I guess that's true too, but
I've done many, many stupid things.
DNA as somebody else.
Which
on this
in my
planet.
Case isn't even the case because I've got
true.
One that
that's
doesn't have my
true.
DNA.
I forget who I was talking to the other day. I don't remember who I was talking to. And then I started talking about Gideon, your adopted son.
Right.
And I had made this statement about how he had hit these 2 home runs and how he's just good at like everything sports-wise
that
he tries, you know. And they said, hey, it's in the DNA. I'm like, actually, he's adopted. That's really funny.
So it is in the DNA.
I mean, it is, but
I mean,
just not
mine,
in your
DNA. Yeah.
Your other kids have gotten your athletic prowess a little bit more than he did. So,
which they're very good at video games.
Very good at video games and very into sports.
Yeah, they love sports.
But just as a kind of a partial bystander.
Yeah, I mean, they enjoy watching other kids play sports.
Sure, sure. The future Brad Stevens, I think. You have.
Yes.
I think Harrison is the future. I could see Harrison like being a football coach at some point and like revolutionizing the way that, like, I could see him being like a 24-year-old NFL football coach that changes the entire game.
Well, it could be like the, whoever invented the forward pass. It's like, why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
Right. Yeah.
So there's a thing out there that nobody knows that Harrison probably one day will invent.
Right.
And everybody would be like, why weren't we doing this the whole time?
Yeah.
This makes all the sense in the world.
I was going through an attic one time. A friend of mine had bought this house, and he had bought it like the person who had owned it had died. The family didn't want to do anything with all of his stuff. So when he bought the house, he bought all this guy's stuff too. And then he just sold a bunch of it on eBay. And I'm going through the attic, and there's just tons of books. And there's this book called Professional Football Handbook or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1924, Professional Football Handbook. And one of the chapters was called The Future of the Game, semicolon, The Forward Pass.
Yes.
I mean, it was just awesome. It was so good. I should have kept that book.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I didn't keep that book. All right, So Dad Vice will be another segment that we do.
I was going to say, are you prepared this week for it?
Well, my whole life is preparation. Do you want to just give us a situation? We'll just go vegetables. Let's just go vegetables. How do you, if you, get your kids to eat vegetables?
We don't. Now, listen, we do have vegetables.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, like with the first 2 or 3 kids, the first 2 kids, rather, we got them to eat vegetables.
Sure.
From 3, 4, and 5 kids,
uh-huh.
It's not worth a fight.
It's just difficult. Like
someday you'll start eating them. It'll be fine.
I will say, and I'm not trying to make you look bad on the podcast. You know, that's never my goal.
It seems
goal.
Like that's a weekly goal.
It's just natural. It's not a goal. It's just something that happens.
It just comes out.
But your daughter was at our house, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were having dinner, and so we cut up, and I don't believe this, but so we cut up cucumbers.
Uh-huh.
Cucumbers, we cut them up and, put them on everybody's plate or whatever, And Stella was like, these are so good. We're like, oh, you like cucumbers? She's like, I've never had them before.
Well, yeah, that's not true.
I know. I was like, you've had cucumbers before.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I've literally never had these before.
No. I think we have pictures of her in the garden picking them.
I knew it wasn't true because, dad's garden and cucumbers when she was little. But I mean, in her mind, she had never had those before. And it was really funny to me.
Part of the thing is we're on this diet now, and we are not buying the junk food that my kids are
craving.
I mean, we don't have potato chips. We don't have like a lot of sweets and cookies. So my kids are basically starving right now.
Sure.
Like there's like, we have no food in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, no, my wife just spent like $800 at the store.
Right.
We have tons of groceries,
yeah,
but it's real food.
That's the problem. And if you haven't been listening to the show, Jason and I are all in on the keto life.
Absolutely.
I mean, that could be a whole segment.
That's a whole podcast.
Yeah. I'm sure there's multiple keto podcasts, but the thing about the keto diet, you know, that I love, by the way, and I feel great. As we speak, I'm drinking Bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof coffee is coffee, butter, heavy whipping cream, coconut oil, and vanilla, all blended together. And that's the key. You can't just put those in and stir it around with your spoon. You got to get an immersion blender and whip it like super hard for like 60 seconds, and it creates like a froth, and it like infuses all of the flavors together. It's super good. So you and I love the keto thing, but here's the problem about the keto thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to go buy $800 worth of groceries because everything is so perishable.
Well, even harder than that is you'd have to have $800 to start with.
That's a good point. So what I found is I'm going to the grocery store almost daily.
Yeah.
Just to get a couple things for the day.
Yes.
Because things are going bad, which I think this is the better lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you would go to the barn every day. You would, you know what I mean? It would.
The barn?
Yeah, you go to the barn.
Not everybody had a barn.
The field or the, you know, I don't know, Jason. Okay.
The market. They would go to the market.
You go to the market every day to get the whatever you're doing.
Your daily supply. Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing, and I'm loving it.
So I need to read you this series of texts that Davey C sent.
Okay.
So this was about a week ago, like right after the podcast.
Okay.
He said, now, I've got to ask, what is keto doing to your bathroom experience?
Mm.
I replied, I can't poop.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my worst fears come true. I said, yeah, I need to figure out how to get more fiber. Once I poop, I'll probably drop another 15 pounds.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I have to get a certain amount of fiber in my or I can't. That's why I can't do keto.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a little more information I wanted to know that,
sure,
you know, Davey C has to have fiber or he can't poop either.
We have created a culture in which people are comfortable sharing their innermost secrets with us. I won't apologize for that. You know, Davey C feels very comfortable in our bosom, you know, the bosom of the podcast.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I think the podcast has a bosom. Hopefully, after the keto diet,
it'll be a smaller one.
Well,
it's an ample bosom
Listen, that's the poop cast is a whole other thing, you know? Like,
hi, I'm Todd. And I'm Chuck Smeltzer. You're listening to Poopcast.
So Jason and I, one day, we want to create a fake podcast called the Poopcast.
And but we didn't want to use our real names.
Yeah, so your name would be Chuck Smeltzer.
Yeah.
And my name would be
Todd.
Todd Klingel. So I'm Todd Klingel.
And I'm Chuck Smeltzer.
And you're listening to
Poopcast. Where basically we just tell stories of our poop experiences.
Yeah, which we just don't feel like is, we pride ourselves on being family friendly.
Which is why we didn't want to put our own names in it.
Yes.
Yeah, we would be Chuck Smeltzer and Todd Klingel all day long.
The names Chuck Smeltzer and Todd Klingel. They're amazing.
Like, I just like Todd is real high pitched.
Yeah, I get it. Hi, I'm Todd Klingel.
And I'm Chuck Smeltzer.
And you're listening to
Poopcast.
Is there a reason not to do this?
Can Dave write us a theme song for that?
Please, Dave. I mean, you have all the inspiration you need. You obviously are tapped in to, you know, the idea or the importance of pooping.
Listen. If anybody out there wants to privately fund Poopcast,
we'll do it.
We will absolutely do it. And it might be the best podcast ever.
We got stories for days. I mean, my vision for the Poopcast, and I didn't...
This was not in the show notes, by the way.
No, we were not intending to talk about this. My vision for the Poopcast was that they'd be 15 minutes apiece.
Yes, quick.
You just come in.
Which is actually longer than the poop experience.
My normal poop experience, yeah. It's, but I got a whole...
Not the extreme circumstances, but just a normal experience. My,
yeah, but it's the experience, right? The, yeah. You know what I mean? You have to prepare. You
can't find a potty. Yeah, you're running around.
Oh, I have so many stories running through my brain. So, but that's not this podcast.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If anybody actually wants to privately fund it, mm-hmm. we are openly accepting donations.
Hi, I'm Todd Smeltzer.
And I'm Chuck Klingel.
And you're listening to...
No, we mixed it. What?
You said Todd Smeltzer. Todd Smeltzer.
I'm going to pass out.
Wait, sorry. Do it again.
Hi, I'm Todd Klingel.
And I'm Chuck Smeltzer.
And you're listening to...
Poopcast.
That's it.
That's the best.
Okay, all right. Well, we have other stuff to talk about today, not the least of which is what is currently sweeping the world right now. Yanny or Laurel? So there's this, if you're on social media at all, you've probably heard about this. I'm going to play this sound. Some people hear Laurel and some people hear Yanny, right? Right into the show and tell us what you hear.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay. Now, all right. For the record, as you played that,
yeah.
I heard Yammy.
Jeez.
Yesterday, yeah. I heard Laurel. What did you just hear right now?
Laurel, loud and clear.
Okay, give me the mic. Okay. Give me that, and I'll put it on mine and tell me.
All right.
Because we're a certain amount of distance away from each other.
All right.
Had you ever heard Yammy from this?
Well, yesterday, the first time I heard it, a few times, Laurel, and then I listened to it in headphones, and I heard Yanny.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Laurel. Laurel.
All I hear is Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What do you really? I actually hear Yammy on that.
All I hear is Laurel. It's like I can't hear anything
else. That is bizarre.
So, and what I've noticed is when I hear Yanny, it's a little Yanny, Yanny. It's a little higher pitch. And Laurel, Laurel. Like Yanny is Todd Klingel and Laurel is Chuck Smeltzer.
That's right.
It's weird. It's
very weird.
The strangest. It's even stranger to me than the blue dress or the gold dress. It's very similar to that whole phenomenon that happened a few years ago. But to me, this is even stranger. It's because once you hear what you hear,
it's hard to unhear it.
It's impossible to believe that anybody could be hearing anything else.
Right.
It's crazy.
It is very crazy. Now, yesterday, I'm telling you, all I heard was Laurel.
Yeah.
I listened to it three or four times. I forgot to pull my kids. I meant to. We were just busy.
I didn't get my son, but my wife and my daughters all heard Yanny. They couldn't hear Laurel. They just heard Yanny.
Wait, that's so weird.
I know. It's really weird.
So right into the show, tell us if it's Laurel.
What you just heard.
Or Yanny.
Yeah, because you heard one, I heard the other. It's very strange.
Bizarre.
Are you telling the truth or are you just doing this for the podcast?
No, I'm dead serious. All I hear is Yanny out of that.
Really?
I've never heard Yanny until today.
It's weird.
All day yesterday, I heard Laurel.
Uh-huh.
It's... I don't get it.
It's absolutely bizarre. So, anyway,
it's got
to
be.
I don't really have anything else to say about it.
It's got to be black magic, right?
Definitely. I think David Blaine is behind it.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Whoa! There's a Statue of Liberty.
No idea.
Or is that David Copperfield
referencing? I think it might be David Copperfield. But David Blaine? Are they both David? Is David Blaine? Is that his name?
I think it's a magical name.
Yeah, David. David Copperfield. David Blaine.
And David Caminiti.
David Caminiti, who's an old timey magician that's like super popular?
Houdini,
yeah,
David Houdini,
but it's not David.
No,
it's what's Houdini's first name, or is that his first name?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a share kind of a thing. It's just Houdini.
Houdini, the great, almighty Houdini.
They made a movie about it, starring a guy with a really big nose. It was
Adrian Brody.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was like a mini series on History Channel. It was about
Houdini. Watched it. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not my Netflix suggestion of the week.
No.
I don't even know how you could watch it, even if you wanted to. All right. So that's out of the way. I don't know what else to say about Yanny versus Laurel. I just know that I wanted to bring it up on the podcast so we could be relevant and current, which we are. So later in the show, stick around because Jason and I are going to do the definitive United States. Oh, I didn't say how I get my kids to eat vegetables.
No, we got off on the poop cast.
Okay, you just make them do it. That's how you do it. All right, so
Like, do they don't leave the table till they eat them?
Yeah.
Because my kids are stubborn enough, they would sit there for 24 hours.
Well, there's like three things on their plate they really want to eat. First of all, you got to make sure your kids are actually hungry, so they're not snacking all day, you know, on sugar and everything. So then when they get to the table, they're actually hungry. And they've got a couple things on their plate, you know, something that they like, couple things that they like. There's always like the one thing, like the green beans or whatever, that they don't want to eat. You make them eat those first. You're not eating anything else until you eat those.
I'm honestly done fighting.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Well,
one day they'll start eating them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Jad never did.
That is true. But I mean, with this keto diet, we are actively buying food that only can be on the keto diet. So yeah. Eventually they're going to eat or they will starve.
And honestly, to wrap up the dad advice segment, that's the biggest thing you can do. If you want your kids to eat vegetables, you eat vegetables. You serve vegetables.
Right.
You know, you model
the
around.
Example.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't tell them eat all of this stuff, but meanwhile you're eating.
Well, we were doing that with pop. Right. Like I wouldn't let my kids drink pop, although I was drinking a ton of pop.
Guzzling it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the 2 liter.
Yeah. It's hypocritical.
Super hypocritical.
All right, so that's dad advice. Later, we will have the definitive Mount Rushmore of United States state flags. Now,
who suggested this?
Adam the male nurse.
Okay.
Texted me, I think yesterday, and said, I don't know why, but he had been looking at the state flags. Adam is a nurse, a male nurse, and he works weird shifts, things like that. So sometimes he's up at strange hours. Sometimes I'll get text from Adam during like at strange times of the day or night, you know. But anyway, Adam texted me just yesterday and said, could we get a Mount Rushmore of state flags? I got Maryland, New Hampshire, California, and Texas just off the top of my head. But I'm thinking Ohio has to be considered only pennant-shaped flagged in the Union. And I love a flag that reads the Empire State as well.
Mm.
So our text continued on. But that's what he wanted. We give the people what they want.
Okay, we'll break it down.
We're going to break it down. So stick around for the definitive. Because it's not going to be Adam's list. I can tell you that much right now. I'm looking at all the state
flags.
There's
a couple that actually agree with Adam on this one. But if you're listening to the podcast and you're around a computer, now might be a good time to pull up a picture of all the state flags and you can review them
play
as
along
you listen.
With this. Yeah. I'm looking at them right now, and there are some that, well, flat out stink, that are just awful.
Okay,
just
let's hold
later.
Off.
Okay.
Let's hold off.
So we got a couple things to talk about first. Really quickly. Why even watch the NBA playoffs? Because the Warriors are going to win everything. I mean, I know they lost last night, but currently, today, Kevin Durant is the most unstoppable scoring machine that has ever existed on the planet. You cannot stop him. He is so good. I've been watching. There's nothing he can't do. He can post you up. He can cross you over. He can hit a deep three. He can hit a short-range shot. He can dunk on your face. There's literally nothing offensively, scoring-wise, that he cannot do.
Actually, recently, he's picked up his defense, too.
Yeah, and he's picked up his defense. And, I mean, that's the thing about playoffs is because people say, oh, they're not playing defense, and they give the statistics for the regular season. But defense picks up in the playoffs.
It intensifies.
Like, as much as I can't stand Stephen Curry, you know, from a like at a very like, you know, deep level, I don't like the guy. During the playoffs, nobody would say he's like a lockdown defender, but during the playoffs, he's an active defender.
Right.
And that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Just being super engaged.
Right.
And one of the things that the Warriors have going for them is that they're so talented that they all can expend effort on both sides of the court because none of them have to carry it completely by themselves.
Right. Well, there's three guys on that court that could shoot basically anywhere in within the half court.
Yeah, and I think no matter who wins, you know, Boston or Cleveland, we're all just, you know, just kind of like wasting time until the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors, unless somebody gets hurt or something like that, they are absolutely unstoppable.
Has Durant won one with Golden State yet?
Yeah, he won last year. He won
his first year. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm just... It's ridiculous.
So when Cleveland beat him 2 years ago, he wasn't on the team.
Yeah, that was okay. That he was still in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And then that's the whole thing. I was just thinking about this yesterday. And then, I mean, there's this super tight series between this stacked team, the Warriors, and this very, 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 very good team with the ultimate player, LeBron James, on it. And the Cavs obviously beat the Warriors. And you think, man, that was close. We're probably going to be doing this next year. And then all of a sudden, Kevin Durant goes to the Warriors. Could you imagine if Kevin Durant was on the Cavs? Like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as much as we want to give credit to the Warriors, it's just Kevin Durant decided to go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
If he had decided to go to the Cavs, they would be blowing past. I mean, Kevin Durant and LeBron James on the same team, forget about it.
If Boston had Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, I think they could beat him.
Yeah, I mean, Boston, because Al Horford and Jason Tatum seems to be like he's a real legitimate deal. Like today, he's the way he's playing right now, he's like currently like a top 10 player in the league.
He's playing like it.
You know? Yeah. I mean, he's just that good. And next year, he's only going to be even better. And Brad Stevens seems to have some sort of like amazing way with these guys where they all want to play. They all want to get along. They all want to play team ball. It doesn't seem like there's very...
He's been there for like 5 years, and every year his record has improved.
Every year his record's improved, and he's won more games in the playoffs than he did the previous year. Like the first year he didn't make the playoffs. The second year he got swept. Then he won 2 games. Then he won 8 games.
Now and 10 plus.
This year is like over 10 already. Right. Eventually, that trend has to stop. He's not going to go undefeated.
Well, who knows?
Undefeated, 82 wins.
Kyrie and Gordon Hayward come back.
Yeah, it's crazy to think if you had Kyrie and Gordon Hayward on that team.
And doesn't Boston still have some picks from that Brooklyn deal? Well, I know they made a trade to the Cavs.
Yeah,
but
they just had the draft lottery, and I'm trying to remember, but they didn't get anything super, super high.
The Celtics didn't, but I still think they have like 2 or 3.
They've got things coming down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And they've just got assets, like so many assets. They're not going to even be able to use them all because they're like this year, all of these guys that won't play as much next year because you're going to have Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving on the team, they're going to be pieces that other teams want, and they'll probably just get more draft picks. Danny Ainge is a genius.
Yeah, and he does strike me. He's not afraid to trade players away.
Yeah.
Like Isaiah Thomas in Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that he fell apart afterwards.
Yeah.
But he was a very good player in Boston.
Yeah.
And the idea of trading a very good player.
Yeah.
I mean, they upgraded with Kyrie, but Kyrie's been out all year. Mm-hmm.
Like if we had somebody from England, move here today and they wanted to do what we did, as far as like picking up, we picked a Premier League team.
Yes.
And they said, hey, the NBA seems super cool. I'm getting into it, but I don't have a team. What team should I pick? Mm. I mean, it wouldn't even be, I would say Boston. Like, and I wouldn't even blink. I'm like, you're going to have for the next 10 years, like an amazing run with that team because it is so well run.
Yeah. I mean, I would also possibly suggest the Lakers. I know there's a couple years away from doing something, unless this offseason they sign Paul George and, 10 other free agents. But the history in L.A., it's pretty good.
The history in Boston.
I know. Well, Boston probably has a greater history.
Yeah, but and I just think the next I think they're going to be a lot of fun to root for. Now, it's going to be hard. I mean, I love Brad Stevens so much. I love Danny Ainge so much. And, like, as frustrated as I am that Kyrie did what he did to the Cavs, like, I really love watching him play. I love pretty much all the players on that team. So anyway, the future is bright for Boston. Who knows what's going to happen with LeBron? They're already down 2-0. It looks like he's not going to be able to beat them.
They go back to Cleveland.
I know. He said they took care of their business. We're going to do ours at home.
If LeBron is the best player, if he's the GOAT, he's going to win.
If he's not
the GOAT, he's going to lose.
I don't think he's going to win the championship this year. I'm not saying he is. But if he does, I think everybody should just stop what they're doing and just say, okay, he's the best. Because if he can dig himself out of this hole and then beat the unbeatable Warriors team, like that would be
impressive.
Okay, yeah, but it's not going to happen. I love LeBron, but at some point you got to have people helping you, which he doesn't have nearly like the other three teams that are around as far as a team,
Well, they should be better than Boston on the books.
No. They should be better than Boston, but Boston, like, just has a lot of guys contributing, doing very well, like doing all of the little things.
I understand that, but if you just look at the roster and the players, Cleveland is better than Boston.
Well, I understand that.
With Kyrie and Gordon Hayward out.
You know who would be really good in Boston? Like, who would fit so well? Is Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love would fit really well into that system.
I can see that.
I don't know. But they all play defense too, and Kevin Love does not really play defense. So the only thing I want to say about the NBA playoffs before we move on is I think it's time Can we just give Kevin Durant a definitive nickname? He's gone long enough without having...
Well, Durantula.
I know Durantula, and there's Slim Reaper is another one.
Yeah.
There's another one the other day that I heard. It's not, you know, Kobe Bryant was...
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba, you know, the King. I just feel like he deserves a definitive nickname.
I'm not prepared to give him one.
Well,
I don't know. I've not given any thought to this.
I just wish everybody could just decide on one because he's good enough. He deserves a nickname.
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. There it is. All right. Slim Jim. Okay. So a couple other things really quickly before we got to get to this flag draft. I mean, we've got to get to this flag draft. Matt Harvey signed with the Reds.
Initially, it looked like the worst trade ever.
Uh-huh.
And he won.
Yeah.
I didn't say, has he pitched a second time?
I don't think he's pitched a second time, but he should be due any minute.
Yeah, like, his first, he played the Lakers and he beat him. Or after the Lakers.
Well, it's
the
not Dodgers. Hard to strike out the Lakers. Those guys are all like basketball players. The Dodgers, yeah. Well, then I think it's a bad, I think he was running on adrenaline. I think he's a washed up pitcher. He was fantastic, and it's not his fault. He got these horrible injuries.
Well, ever since the Reds fired Price,
yeah,
they've been on fire.
Yeah, they won like 6 games in a row. They lost last night, I think. But yeah. I don't know. I just looked at that. I'm like, really? But here's the thing. As a Reds fan, and I know nobody else is, so we're not going to spend too much time talking about it. To me, picking up Matt Harvey makes sense for the Cubs, for the Dodgers, for the Astros, for the, like, boy, let's just take a flyer. Maybe he could be a long reliever. Maybe he could kind of get us over the edge, you know. The Reds are not one pitcher away.
No.
They're not 3 pitchers away.
They're 4 starting pitchers and about 8 positional players.
Like, if you gave me the option of building from the current Reds roster or, like, doing the new franchise, like, draft thing.
Oh, new franchise all day.
Yeah, just give me the whole thing. And just let me just clean the slate and start again because this is ugly.
It's bad.
It's really bad. All right. Last thing, you finally saw Avengers Infinity War.
Yes. So it's officially been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
We're allowed to talk. Listen, spoiler alert. Just click the 15 seconds ahead button 10 times. You should be fine. If you hear
a That's a minute and a half.
Okay. 20 times. 30 times.
We'll keep it real quick.
We'll keep it real quick. First of all, what's your grade? What do you grade the movie?
The franchise is an A plus,
sure,
possibly
sure.
A plus.
Yeah, I mean the franchise is unparalleled.
There's nothing that comes close to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My only beef with the whole franchise is they've changed the Hulk a couple times. Now yeah. Recently, it's been
Mark Ruffalo
for a couple years now.
He's the best.
He is the best. I just wish they would have settled on someone early.
Well, they get points for changing it to something good, right?
Yeah, no, they improved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gosh, Infinity War was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that bothers me is I can't stand the action scenes that last 35 minutes.
Sure.
I get tired. I'm sitting there like, just come on.
That movie was one giant action scene.
I know.
Like.
I want more storyline.
Right.
More plot, more twist, more drama.
Well, the last 20 movies have been your plot and your storyline.
And I love that. And I love that. I love the story.
To this point.
Yeah. And then it was just a bunch of fighting.
It just felt like this movie... So like the last 30 minutes of a movie is always really exciting because there's just been this buildup. And then the last 30 minutes of the movie is like... You just can't catch your breath. You know, right. It's like you're holding your breath the whole time. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? This movie was 2.5 hours of that. It started, like it hit the ground running. It hit the ground at 60 miles an hour and never stopped.
Well, the scene opens up with all the Asgardians dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. So what's your grade?
I'm going to give it an A-.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like depending upon where they go from here, that grade could improve.
Sure.
Because the whole idea, he snaps his fingers and half everybody disappears, right?
Right.
And what does that look like? What does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. You know, Doctor Strange did the whole, he looked through 14,000 different scenarios of what could happen.
Sure.
He's like, this is the only way.
Right.
So I feel like, it's going to come back around and they're going to resolve this.
That's obvious.
That's obvious. But how that is resolved will either dictate if this movie was completely stupid,
uh-huh,
or if it redeems it to say, you know what, that was
sure,
perfect.
Sure, sure.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Because they're playing, this is really just part...
It's part one.
It's part one of a big movie.
Right.
So here's my...
I find it interesting, though. It's called Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which Doctor Strange has the time stone.
Sure.
So, like, there's something there that I'm not picking up on yet.
Well, it's the Infinity Stones. It's the war for the Infinity Stones. That's why they call it the Infinity War.
Yeah. I thought there was something to do with time with that.
Well, there certainly is something to do with time.
Yeah.
Because the Time Stone is going to come into play. That's the whole thing is based around the Time Stone.
It's based around the Time Stone.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
They have to get the Time Stone back. When they do, then they'll be able to reverse the clock. And I talked to a friend of mine, Brett, who's actually been on the show. Brett is like super nerd into all of like
yes.
Marvel stuff, and he explained everything. Brett introduced a theory to me that he had come up with after watching the movie. Makes a lot of sense to me. So when that super cool scene, when they have this series of events in which to get Thanos' glove off,
yes.
and Iron Man is pulling, they did everything right. Like, everything was perfect. The girl is, like, holding his head to, like, put him to sleep. They're ripping the glove off. I mean, they got him all tied up.
Yes.
It was like, whoa, that was super cool, right? They did everything right. And then Star-Lord loses his crap, you know, and punches
right.
him in the face or whatever.
Because he just killed Gamora.
Yeah, because he had just killed Gamora. And you're like, no, man, don't, like, just wait, because once you get the glove off, then you'll be able to beat the snot out of him, right?
Right.
Why are you doing this? That was part of the plan. Like that they were just getting over on, they had to act it out for the sake of Thanos to think, you know, whatever. But that even that Star-Lord did that on purpose because he trusted Doctor Strange enough, because Doctor Strange said, I've looked at 14 million different scenarios and there's only one in which this comes out well. So because you didn't really see the planning meeting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That Doctor Strange says, we're going to do this and this. And then Star-Lord, you're going to come up to Thanos and then you're going to punch him and he's going to come out of it. And I know it doesn't seem like you should do that, but you have to do that. That's what makes this happen.
Maybe.
So that wasn't Star-Lord like losing it, because it seems a little bit out of character, because I know he's emotional or whatever, but he's also really smart. And if you're really smart, you would say, just get this thing off of him so then I can beat him up. Right? You're not doing yourself any favors. It just doesn't seem like he would fly off the handle like that. And if you go back and watch it, or if you think about it, you could almost see him acting like he's acting.
Okay. I would like to watch it again.
Sure.
I think I would have a different outlook on it, like mm-hmm. watching it, trying to figure it out.
Right.
My theory, and it's not based on anything other than I think it would be cool,
mm-hmm.
is when Thanos clicked his fingers,
yeah.
that literally it split into two universes.
Mm-hmm.
Universe A,
and which
half the people died.
Yeah, sure.
Universe B, the other half of the people died.
Oh.
And so everybody's still alive, but they're in parallel universes.
Mind blown.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I hear
so you. Spider-Man died in Universe A, but he's alive in
Mr.
B.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Yeah. But in Universe B, Iron Man died.
Yeah.
And he's alive in A.
Okay. All
so
right. okay.
somehow they're going to come back around to merge the universes and bring everything to order.
Whoa.
That was my...
That's a pretty good theory.
I like that one.
That's a pretty good theory. Now, there are two... So the next Infinity War...
Because I think it would be really, really cool to open up the next movie
yeah.
with...
Spider-Man and
yes.
all, and you're like, why? Wait a minute, why are all these people alive?
That's right. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, that's
like,
pretty good.
What?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
So if they haven't written Infinity War 2 yet, that's what they should do.
Well, it comes out next May.
Oh, so it's already done.
Yeah, there are two other Marvel movies that come out before that, and the second one is going to play into it.
One of them is Ant-Man.
So Ant-Man comes out, which is like Ant-Man and the Wasp or something
yeah.
like that.
That looked good. I like
yeah,
Ant-Man.
He wasn't in this movie.
No.
I love because it's the fact that he was on house arrest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like the world is ending, but it's like, what can I do? I got this bracelet on my foot. You know what I mean? Like if I go, you know, it's like, so anyway, that is what it is. But the other one is Captain Marvel. And Captain Marvel she's going to come in and save the day on some level. Because,
and for the record, I know nothing about her.
Neither do I, except for what Brett has told me.
Okay.
So she's like the Superman of the Marvel universe.
Okay.
She's like,
is she an alien?
Super duper powerful. She got her powers from an alien because the original Captain Marvel was a man.
Okay.
And she was on Earth and somehow he transferred his power to her or something like that. I don't really know the whole backstory.
Where's she been this whole time?
we're going to find that out when they make the captain.
She could have saved the world 10 times over.
I agree. I don't understand.
Okay.
But we're going to find this out when they release the Captain Marvel movie.
So
but that movie's going to come out like a month before Infinity War.
Oh, wow.
So
next May, is it next May when it comes out?
So Infinity War comes out in May, and I think that comes out like in April.
So Marvel, Disney will own April and May next year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They're going to make $8 billion.
Although, I think the last Star Wars is going to come out in May next year.
Which is also Disney.
Yeah.
Disney's going to make $8 billion next year on movies alone.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It's crazy. So the whole Captain Marvel thing, I really like your theory.
That's my favorite one.
And I think both of our theories could even be true.
Yeah.
You know.
My favorite line from the movie was when Star-Lord meets Thor and, you know, the Guardians cast, and he's like, it's like a pirate had a baby with an angel.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In reference to Thor.
My favorite line from the movie, and then we'll move on, is when I think it's Spider-Man meets, who is it that he meets? I'm totally blanking. And he said, hi, I'm Peter Parker. And he said, hi, I'm whatever.
Yeah.
Who was it that he met?
I can't remember.
He's like, oh, I thought we were using our real names. Well, then I'm Spider-Man. What was his name? Or who am I thinking about?
I don't know.
See, that totally ruins the joke. I can't even remember who I'm thinking.
Was it Captain America?
No, because he wouldn't say Captain America. It's somebody who they're... Oh, Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is his real name.
That is his real name.
He's like, hi, I'm Peter Parker. I'm Doctor Strange. Oh, I didn't realize we were using our fake names. I'm Spider-Man. That was my favorite line.
Yeah.
It was funny, the whole movie.
It's like a pirate had a baby with an angel.
His character is really funny. The whole like thinking that he was invisible scene was very funny.
Yeah.
Rarely, if ever, do you and I completely agree on a movie. And I was going to give it an A minus as well.
Okay.
I mean, if I could talk myself into giving it an A plus, because I don't look at it and think, boy, they really messed this up. I would have changed that. I have nothing that I would change about the movie. I don't look at the movie and I think, oh, I would have changed this or that. I'm just telling you my movie going experience. It wasn't like coming out of it like, whoa, that was like the A pluses should be reserved for like Braveheart, Mr. Holland's Opus, Turner and Hooch, movies like that.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Yeah, I mean, they're remaking that, or they're making a new one. Did you know that?
With Keanu Reeves.
And the original guy. They're making a new Bill and Ted's.
It wasn't good when it came out.
It's going to be amazing.
Keanu Reeves plays one character. It's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's got Keanu Reeves like on different levels is what he has.
Yeah.
Like he's Keanu Reeves in every movie that he's in, but it's like a
an intelligent
docile
scale.
Or kind of more in your face Keanu Reeves,
I gotcha.
Right? So
the intensity level is different.
Yeah. Like what kind of marijuana he's ingesting or smoking. It's like however potent the pot is that he's partaking of. All right. So that's that. Now we have the Netflix suggestion of the week. Should we get that over with and then
yes,
do the flag draft?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Jason, what's your Netflix suggestion?
Are you going to try the jingle?
Oh, right. Yeah. So, We're
still in the effort of trying to fine-tune our audio setup.
Yeah, and we'll get there. So so I just thought I'd pull my guitar out, and we do just a kind of a softer version of the Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus.
Maybe Amazon Prime or something like that.
All right.
Okay, that was worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
My Netflix suggestion of the week is a classic.
Ooh.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah. Shrek's great.
Shrek is great.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you have to say?
No, if you haven't seen Shrek, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean, just go watch it again.
You got Lord Farquaad. You got the donkey. That's a nice boulder. I mean, it's very quotable.
That's a nice yeah.
The music is fantastic.
Yeah. Somebody once told me.
Have you seen the guy? Have you
with the Nirvana?
Well, he does it with every song.
I didn't know that. I just saw the Nirvana version.
He's turned like 50 songs into that. It's
and he's not a good singer.
No, he's really bad. And he's like, he's not looking at the camera. He's a big dude. My 600-pound life
kind
of situation.
This guy needs keto.
Yeah, he needs keto if anybody ever did. It might be Jake 675309. I don't know.
That could be.
I mean, I don't have no reason to think it's not.
There's no reason. Has anybody ever seen those two together?
Exactly. the soundtrack is very good. The movie's very good.
Yeah.
Obviously, Mike Myers is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, most people know this. This is not like new, you know, scoop knowledge if you know this kind of stuff. But they originally cast Chris Farley.
I did not realize that.
You didn't that?
No, as Shrek?
He'd even done some recording.
Okay.
And then they brought in Mike Myers, some like preliminary recording.
Right.
And I heard Mike Myers telling the story, a couple of things. Mike Myers has, I think, a bit of a reputation for being difficult to work with.
Yes.
And Shrek is one of those reasons. First of all, he shows up to Shrek and he's doing the recording. And he said he stopped in the middle of it and he looked at the producer and he goes, "You wrote this for Farley, didn't you?" Like,
he knew.
Mike Myers is so smart. He's like, "This was written for Farley, wasn't it?" And he was like, "Yeah, it was." You know, and it's like, "Whoa!" I mean, that's crazy that he could see that. You know,
yeah.
So they bring him in, and at first, I think he did like a Do you remember that old Mike Myers skit, Lothar the Barbarian?
Yeah,
is that what it was called? I am Lothar the Barbarian. You know,
yeah.
He recorded it, the whole thing in that voice, basically.
Okay.
And when he got done, and they were super happy with it, they're like, "This is awesome." Like 2 or 3 weeks later, he calls him up. He's like, "I don't like it. I want to re-record all of it in this new like Irish voice." And the guy was like, "No, you know, no, you can't. No, it's done. Like you can't."
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm not gonna let you use that footage. I will like bring whatever. Like it has to be this voice."
Oh my gosh.
I will come back in. He goes, "You don't have to pay me any extra. I'll do it all on my own dime, but it's got to be this voice." And then he goes back in and does it.
The right call.
No, it was the right call.
Yeah.
But like he demanded it, you know?
Wow.
So, I love Shrek.
I do have an appreciation for Mike Myers.
I've
heard all the stories, how difficult he is and all this stuff. And his movies lately have tanked.
Yeah.
Big time. Because I read an article recently that they're talking about trying to do another Austin Powers.
That's centered around Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Dr. Evil movie, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm not like a big Austin Powers guy, to be honest with you. I love Mike Myers, though. Like, I just think he's a genius.
He is.
And I don't like to throw that word around comedically. Like, I think that word is used too often. Kevin James is a genius. Adam Sandler's a genius. Like, you know,
nobody's ever said Adam Sandler's a
genius.
You're
right. What am I talking about? A skillily do.
I'm paper bag head. Look at me. I've got a paper bag on my head.
Red hooded sweatshirt. Yeah, it's not.
Please hand me that large platter. No, the blue one.
I take it back. He is a genius. But Mike Myers, man, so good.
He's really, really good.
So Shrek.
That's Shrek. A good one. I don't even need to do any explanation. It's Shrek.
All right. So
Go watch it. My
Netflix suggestion of the week, and it's, I don't know. When I say it's a suggestion, I say watch it if you're interested, and maybe you might like it, and maybe you won't. It's Cobra Kai on YouTube Red.
Mm.
So I've just seen the first two episodes because they made those free, and then you have to get YouTube Red
after that.
Yeah. You know, and apparently it ended with a cliffhanger for season two to happen. So it's a TV show that's like, I don't know, 10 episodes long or something like that.
Do you know how much YouTube Red is?
It's like, I don't know, $10 a month or something like that. But there are some really cool features in YouTube Red. No commercials on any YouTube video.
Okay.
And then I also think you can listen to YouTube like with your phone off. Like you don't have to have the screen on.
Yeah,
like
I don't
an
care
audio
about that
option.
As much.
But no commercials is nice. And then all the YouTube Red content, which I don't know any of the other YouTube Red content other than this. So my guess is a lot of people got YouTube Red for one month and then got rid of it. So it centers around Johnny Lawrence and Daniel Russo. LaRussa, LaRusso. I said Russo, but Daniel.
Not Tommy Lasorda.
Not Tommy Lasorda or Tony La Russa. Daniel LaRusso. And the twist is Johnny Lawrence is the guy you root for in the movie.
Yeah.
You immediately feel bad for him, the way that his whole life has been difficult after losing the fight
right.
to Daniel. And now Daniel has like very successful
like a car dealership.
Yeah. And everything's like, I kick out the prices, and this guy's like forced to live in this world where Daniel LaRusso wins. And anyway, I totally got sucked in one day. Like they're about like 20, 25 minutes a piece. And I was at the office one day, and I made my lunch, and I thought, well, I'll just watch something for 20 minutes while I'm eating my lunch, because I couldn't really do both. So I thought, oh, this Cobra Kai thing, what's this? I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And so I just clicked on it, and I got sucked in, totally sucked in. I watched the whole thing. Later that night when I got home, I watched episode 2. And it's not good. But... but it's incredibly nostalgic, and it feels like Karate Kid, you know? So I don't know what else.
So your Netflix suggestion is not good.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Well, it's not Netflix and it's not good.
Yeah, it's not like quality-wise. They obviously spent some money on it.
I mean, they had to get Johnny.
Yeah, you think it's cheap to get Johnny Lawrence? Everybody's trying to get. They were trying to get him to play the Hulk, and he had too much
on his plate.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to say about it. I don't even know that I want to watch the rest of it. I think
that's like the worst suggestion ever. That's worse when you suggested something you'd never even seen.
I know, but
Listen.
Yeah.
You got to watch this.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible, and I don't know if I want to complete it.
I know that there are people listening to the podcast that are crazy about Karate Kid.
I love Karate
Kid. Like, if you're obsessed, like, just love Karate Kid, it's super nostalgic. Like, they play a lot of clips from the movies, like, for flashbacks and stuff like that. You know, like Johnny Lawrence is driving down the road in his Thunderbird, and he's, like, drinking a beer, and he's all mad because life is going bad. And while he's doing that, he's, like, flashing back to the movie.
Yeah.
And it's done really well.
Okay.
And so, like, if you love Karate Kid and you want some nostalgia, watch it. You know.
Okay. I will probably give it a shot.
Well,
I just don't want to pay. I don't want to pay 10 more bucks. I feel like I have so many subscriptions.
I kind of feel like I got what I needed out of the first two episodes.
Okay.
But I'm glad I watched them. At the same,
I'm also waiting for a rainy day because we have like 32 things. Like,
yeah, I know.
That we're trying to get through.
My concern is that it's gonna become a movie about the kids, and I don't want it to be a movie about, like, because now Johnny Lawrence is training this new kid, and
right,
Danny LaRusso's right. kids are prominent in the movie, and it's like high school, so they're trying to like make them what
sense.
They were in the past.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch like a high school drama. I'm not interested in that. I want to see these guys at this stage of life. I care about
they're probably our age.
They're probably a little bit older than us,
okay.
but not that much. I care about Johnny and Daniel. I don't care about their kids. So, like, to me, if the story, and it started to on the second episode, if the story is going to really morph into this timeline or whatever, this
right.
storyline of their kids, I'm not interested in that. But I am interested in them, you know. So, anyway, there it is. All right, let's get into it. We have teased it enough. So here's the deal with Mount Rushmore is... These are not when we're talking about Mount Rushmore, they're not necessarily the best always. They have to be iconic and they have to be great, right?
Yes, I agree.
There are no Johnny come latelys on Mount Rushmore, right? The latest president on Mount Rushmore is Teddy Roosevelt, and he was president over 100 years ago.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Yes. Absolutely, he was. It was like early, like 19, I think his first year in office was 1900. He took over because McKinley got shot. He absolutely.
I'm looking it up.
All right, look it up. But he definitely was over 100 years ago. So there are no, it's just, it's important to note when we're talking about Mount Rushmore's that they have to be all-time greats. And it's like more than just what have you done for me lately kind of a thing. So what did you find out about Teddy Roosevelt?
1901 to 1909.
Yeah.
So it's exactly 100 years ago almost. In 9 years.
No, it was over. It's actually exactly over 100 years ago.
I honestly thought it was later than that.
Well, you obviously did. But I okay.
So here's the thing. I think how we do this, I think let's eliminate a couple.
It's easy to eliminate a few.
Right. So like one that I just want to eliminate immediately is Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So Wisconsin is like, first of all, it says Wisconsin on the flag.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
If you have your state name on the flag.
Be careful.
Listen.
Okay.
It bothers me.
I'm just saying, be careful.
It ought to stand for itself.
Uh-huh.
If you see the state of Wisconsin, if you see their flag.
Yeah.
And you don't recognize it as a Wisconsin flag.
Yeah.
Then it's not iconic. The fact that you have to label it, oh, it looks like everybody else's flag, so let's put a Wisconsin label on there.
Okay.
It bothers me.
All right. Okay. I guess.
Having said that, I really like the Iowa flag that says Iowa, and it has an eagle. Or is that a hawk? It's probably a hawk. It's a Hawkeye.
Yeah.
It's a hawk, like, flying, and he's holding, like, snakes in his talons.
To me, it's not... It's if you have your name on it, like, it's, I don't hate that. It's just, is it done well? You know? And the Wisconsin one is not. It's
It's weird.
The Wisconsin flag is super weird. It's not good. And yeah, you can get rid of that. What's another really bad one?
I feel like South Carolina is goofy.
I like South Carolina.
Really?
That was
half moon and the what is that? Is that a?
It's like a palm tree. I really
do you associate
like,
palm trees with South Carolina.
Sure. Yeah, I do. I really, really like the South Carolina one a lot.
I think we're going to have some differences on this one.
I mean, I'm not saying it belongs on the list. I'm just saying I like it a lot. All right. Any others that you don't like?
I think the state of Washington, it has George Washington on the flag.
Yes.
Like, that seems weird to me because he's not from the state of Washington.
Yeah. It seems a little, like, thirsty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a little bit like...
Like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
We
and,
get it.
Yeah. And you really don't... It's just... It's a bit of a reach for me. Anything in the top... Those four states in the top northwestern hemisphere, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, I'm not crazy about any of those.
Okay.
Now, the thing that Washington has going for it is it's the only one that's green.
That
you know?
Is true.
And so it sets it apart.
There's a whole lot of blue.
A whole lot of blue. Whole lot of blue.
Blue is the primary color of most of them. And then I would say it's red and then white.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate.
Yeah. Well, they're American states.
Yeah.
But, you know... Have your own identity a little bit, too.
Okay, so tell me what you think of Hawaii. Hawaii has, like, the British flag along with some stripes.
I can't differentiate it from the British flag or, the like, 17 other flags that are in, the like, the in Great Britain.
It appears to me like a British colony.
Yeah, it looks like a British colony flag. Absolutely.
Which we can't have that on the American Mount Rushmore of state
flags.
There's
no way.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
As much as I love Britain...
Mm-hmm.
Which I do.
And what president was ever born in Hawaii? I mean...
None.
No president. I mean, to me, it's like that should be part of it, maybe. Like, you should at least have a president.
What's the Kenyan state flag? Kenya.
I don't know.
Because that should be on there.
Well, that's in consideration.
Yeah, I mean, because we've had at least one president born from there. I can't help it.
Either way, we
you set that one up. I can't let that go.
I'm sorry. We don't get political on this podcast.
No.
Long live Donald Trump.
All right, Jason. Jason's in Donald Trump's pocket. I understand that. And listen,
I wish he was in our pocket.
Wait a minute.
I wish he'd give us money. I don't know.
Yeah, we just want money. Whoever's pocket or whoever's in my pocket,
actually, that seems weird now that you think about it. I don't want anybody in my pocket.
I just want money.
I want him in my wallet. Or do I need to be in his wallet? I need to be in his wallet. Yeah. He's got the money. I don't.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you do not. So, so there you go.
Any else you just want to eliminate right off the bat?
I mean, I think any of those kind of random blue ones with just a weird crest. There's something about the older flags that are like the crest thing, you know, where it's an older kind of flag. I think where they weren't really making flags, they were just creating like a state crest. And so
those are a lot of the original 13 colony
right,
states.
So it's hard to hold that against them, but at the same point, you know, it's to me it just doesn't pop as a flag. Now as a crest, we could jump into
well,
we could
listen,
talk about
this is not a crest Mount
this
Rushmore.
Isn't a crest Mount Rushmore, this is a flag route Mount Rushmore,
right?
So any of the ones with the crest on them, I'm gonna have a hard time picking them. None of those really jump out to me.
Okay.
So
those are the negatives.
Okay, so those are the negatives. So let's just start with it. Are there any George Washingtons? Obviously, we know Washington is George Washington, but are there any George Washingtons or Abraham Lincolns as far as like, there's no doubt this is a slam dunk. This has to be there.
Okay, first of all, for yeah. Adam's considerate or for Adam's suggestion,
yeah.
that the state of Ohio is the only pennant style flag.
Right.
I feel like that has to be a part of it.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a slam dunk. And it's not just because we're from Ohio.
Yeah.
I feel like if we were from, you know, New Mexico, I feel like the Ohio flag would still be like, it's different. It looks really, really cool. Right? It's red, white, and blue.
Yeah. It's to me, it's not the only thing that would make me say, yeah, I agree with you, is the fact that it's the pennant. Other than that, it's
a great representation of the national flag too.
It is, but I think that these should be a representation of themselves as well. Like some of my favorite ones are very uniquely that state.
Okay. So another one I like a lot mm-hmm. is Wyoming. Wyoming has the buffalo.
I like Wyoming a lot. Yeah.
Which it looks like inside of the buffalo, there's a smaller crest seal
yeah.
type of thing, but, just the idea of that blue flag, a red border, and the white buffalo.
The red
right
border
in the
is, if it didn't have the red border, then I'd be like, eh.
No, the red border is what takes it over the top.
Yeah, I agree. If it was just the blue with the buffalo in the middle, it'd be good. But the red border like really makes it pop.
So let's just make a list of ones that we like a lot.
All right, I'm making a list. I've got then Ohio, we'll Wyoming. To me, I mean, listen, a slam dunk no-brainer is Texas. I know it's super simple, but it's the Lone Star. I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I like it a lot.
To me, it's a slam dunk. I think Texas, for me, anyway,
okay, I'm with
is
you.
A slam dunk. But we'll put that on our list of things we like, and then we'll eliminate.
Okay. I do like California Republic.
California is so good.
With a bear.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a single star. There's like a red star on the flag.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know the symbolism of it, but I know it stands for something. And I like that.
The bear is really cool. It looks like, well, there's a bunch of eagles and mm-hmm.
and it's not just an outline of a bear. It's like it's a real
bear.
It's just a drawing, right? So it's like got dimension and different colors to it too. So I love, I don't know why there's a red line on the bottom of it, but it like totally takes it over the top.
No, I'm with you.
If it was just white, but that like bar on the bottom of it, to me, that totally takes it over the top.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Arizona.
I am all over Arizona and New Mexico.
Yeah, I was going to say New Mexico's next on my list.
Both of those.
New Mexico is super simple. It's just a yellow flag with a red like little cross on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that has something to do with some type of Native American symbol.
Sure, yeah, it's something.
Something
yeah.
like that. And then the Arizona flag has a blue, it looks like it's half and half. Uh-huh. It's like a blue, it's almost like you're looking at the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a blue horizon from there down, uh-huh. and then a rising sun with a star right in the middle.
It's a rising sun, but instead of a sun, it's a star.
Which, a star is a sun.
Whoa.
A sun is a star.
Mind blown.
Bam.
I do love both of those, and it also reminds me of one of my favorite lines ever from The Simpsons, in which somebody references New Mexico, and Homer says, wait a minute, there's a New Mexico? All right. Those jumped out at me a lot.
I have a problem with Colorado because it kind of looks like the Cubs.
So I was going to say, I like Colorado
really?
A lot.
Really?
To me, it's one of the ones that really jump out at me. But I don't know that it's going to, I don't know how I could put it in my top four in comparison to the other ones that I like a lot. So, you know.
Tell me your thoughts on Arkansas.
It looks like a logo for a blue jean company.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really, really
does.
I'm
not going to say I don't like it. I mean, it's somewhat appealing, but it to me, it doesn't belong on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So is there also any precedent to have Mississippi on there? Because it does have the Confederate flag part of it.
And the Confederate flag is divisive.
It is divisive.
But it's also a super cool looking flag.
And it's a General Lee. Come on, Dukes of Hazzard.
It's on the General Lee. That's
absolutely
true.
Like it, that's as an American as it gets. I realize it's a sensitive thing. I get
sure.
But people are too sensitive in
just
general.
Just aesthetically, like, can I just say this? Can I just say this?
Say it.
Can I get a minute? Can I get a minute? Listen, aesthetically, I'm not talking about the symbolism. I'm not talking about what it represents. I'm not talking about any of that. Purely aesthetically.
Yes.
Okay. If I'm coming as an alien. I love the Nazi flag.
Oh my God, I can't. I can't believe you said that.
It looks good. You know what I mean? So, like, it's doing its thing. You know what I mean? I mean, say what you want about Hitler. He was a horrible, maybe the worst person ever to walk the face of the earth.
Great marketing campaign.
If we're doing a Mount Rushmore of horrible people, Hitler's George Washington. It's Hitler, and then after that, I don't know. You know what I mean? He's the slam dunk. We could do that Mount Rushmore another day. But he knew how to market.
He was a great marketer.
So I say that to say when we talk about the Confederate flag, you know, I'm purely talking about it as a, not, you know, we are as anti-slavery as any podcast ever.
Yeah.
There's no
Perhaps more.
There's no more anti-slavery podcast than us. I'm totally
this
against it.
This is the anti-slavery podcast.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, the Confederate
honestly,
flag.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I didn't know what it was or what
sure.
it stood for.
No, I didn't either.
And so my reference to the Confederate flag is Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
It is what it is.
Sure.
So I just have a very fond, nostalgic memory of what that is and what that looks like.
I get it, but I don't think Mississippi belongs on this list. I don't think they're a top four.
I'm just saying, if you're going to have a representation of the states... Mm-hmm. That would be one that might do the trick.
It just doesn't. The ones that I'm looking at, I don't think it's worth even writing down, to be honest with you.
Okay, so is there any others that just, okay, I mean, like, I love Maryland.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was about. The one that, like, of all of them, if I just scan the whole thing and I say what pops to me, it's Maryland.
Yeah, it's super cool. It kind of reminds me a hybrid between what you might see in England and NASCAR.
Whoa. Okay.
Right? If you
sure.
were to combine England and
sure.
NASCAR,
yeah.
that's what you would get.
I was thinking only the English side of it, but yeah, I hear you. I don't know what everything means or represents, you know, on it, but I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous. So, the Maryland was the one that I had to mention. I don't think there are any others that like, oh, I don't think it belongs on the list, but I really, really, really like the Alaskan flag.
The Big Dipper.
Yeah.
And the North Star.
Is that the Big Dipper? Is that what that
is? Yes. Look, it's a little cup and stars going out.
Okay. All right.
Well, what do you think it was?
It's a star, some sort of star constellation.
It's the Big Dipper.
Okay.
And it looks like the North Star.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is I really, really like it. It's the most subtle
okay,
of
listen,
all of the
we're
flags.
Not allowed to put it on there because you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
I did tell you what it was. Now, I find this interesting. I didn't know this. Louisiana has a pelican on their flag.
Yeah.
Which is why it's the New Orleans Pelicans. I didn't realize that that's why they named it that.
Yeah.
I was like, what a dumb name. Why would they name it the Pelicans?
So are you more... Like, do you like the Pelican name better now?
I do. Now that I know that it is their state flag, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I think they should have been like the New Orleans Gators, you know, something swamp related.
Sure.
Because that whole, you know, Louisiana is a huge swamp.
Mm-hmm. So, Alaska, the North Star is larger than the other seven. The flag of Alaska consists of 8 gold stars forming the Big Dipper. You were right.
Yeah.
And Polaris on a dark blue field. The Big Dipper is an asterism in the constellation Ursa Major, which symbolizes a bear, an animal indigenous to Alaska. So it's like super deep.
There's some thought behind
There's more than what appears. But I feel like it doesn't really belong on the list, but I really, really like it.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, if these are the flags that I like the best, I mean, you and I could sit down all day and we could rank these 1 to 50. We'd be happy to do that.
I kind of like Oklahoma.
I kind of like Oklahoma too.
You know, it's got the like Indian stuff on there.
Uh-huh. Is it a dream catcher?
It looks like a dream catcher and maybe a peace pipe.
It does say Oklahoma on it though.
I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I also like Kansas a little bit.
Really?
It's got, you know, the fields of grain and, you know.
I don't know.
Amber waves of grain. I mean, it's
to me, just make America. The whole flag the amber waves of grain. You know, like, don't give it a little circle in the middle. Like, make yours pop. Make it unique. Make the whole flag that. So, I don't know. I don't like it as much. Just things that kind of pop out to me really quickly. Tennessee pops out to me a little bit. Don't know why. It just kind of does. I like it a lot.
Tennessee looks like it would be a flag of a Muslim country.
Does it?
To me, it does.
Huh. I mean, I thought, if anything, South Carolina looked a little bit like
that. No, absolutely. That is Muslim or communist.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. So we're ready to give our top four.
Wait.
What?
Wait. New York.
New York. Right. It's the...
They got like two... I don't know. Are those like the angels? Yeah. Are they like...
Sure.
Can't even tell what they are.
Sure.
But that's kind of cool.
Those are pretty cool. But to me, it still falls in the realm of, like, it's a cool symbol just on a plane. There's nothing else happening on the flag, right?
It's not dynamic.
Right, yeah. Like, the California flag has got the bear, but it's also got that red bar, right? It's
what separates it.
Yeah, I don't think it belongs.
Okay.
I don't think
so. What's our list consist of right now?
Right now, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that we have to winnow down. So let's just eliminate 3 and we'll go from there.
Okay. Or so read them off real quick.
Ohio.
Okay.
Wyoming.
Okay.
Texas.
Okay.
California.
Okay.
Arizona.
Okay.
New Mexico.
Ooh.
Maryland.
Oh, gosh. This is hard.
This is very hard. So. Right off the bat, I love the Wyoming as much as you do, but I think we take it off the list.
I would push for Wyoming. I was going to eliminate New Mexico.
I feel like we should at least eliminate New Mexico or Arizona.
Okay, we need to immediately eliminate New Mexico.
Let's decide. So we're just going to decide we like Arizona better.
Of the two, I like Arizona better.
Sure. Okay.
So
the rising star.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely cooler. So cross out.
So now we've got 6, so we need to get rid of 2.
Did you cross out
more.
Wyoming?
I didn't because you said you were going
to hold on
to
it. Hold on to it. Are we going to try to pair them up? I don't know if that's fair because you might eliminate one that you actually want on there.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got 2 that I feel like are slam dunks. Okay. I've got the Washington and the Lincoln being Texas and California. For me.
Okay. Okay.
So I'll just go ahead and circle these and say we're 100% on Texas and California.
Okay.
Okay. So now we've got Ohio, Wyoming, Arizona, Maryland. We got to get rid of 2 of those.
Ohio, Wyoming, Arizona, and Maryland. Gosh. Okay.
This is hard. I have a really hard time getting rid of Maryland. It's so unique.
It is.
I think Maryland is Thomas Jefferson. You know, like he's not quite Lincoln and a Washington, but man, I mean, it's just really,
okay,
really
I'm willing
dynamic.
To eliminate Arizona.
I'm willing to eliminate Arizona too. I'm glad we mentioned them. They were, I mean, they're very close.
Yes.
You know, they're honorable
they're top
mentions.
10.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
Oh, top. Come on. What are we talking about? And if I'm just picking my favorite, they might even be higher, but for the Mount Rushmore, this is a sacred thing.
Absolutely.
Mount Rushmore. I agree. I think we get rid of Arizona.
Okay, so that's down to 3. We only have 2 spots for the 3.
Ohio, Wyoming, Maryland. We just eliminate 1 of those.
Okay, so...
There's an easy way to do this for the sake of time.
Okay, what is that?
Both of us rank them in our heads, 1, 2, 3. Then we add the numbers up.
Well, that's not going to work because I'm going to like favor 1.
Just to get it in.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the thing.
If it was up to me, I'd get rid of Wyoming at this
okay,
point.
Okay, so listen, I think Maryland's a slam dunk.
Agreed. I'll circle it.
Let's go in that. So now we're down to Ohio versus Wyoming.
So if I'm forced in the Ohio versus Wyoming, I it's hard for me to separate my love for Ohio, which I do. You know, I grew up looking at this flag, you know? But if I had to choose between Ohio and Wyoming, I'd probably pick Wyoming.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the pennant. Mm. I'm a huge fan of the red, white, and blue.
It's the most patriotic of all of the flags. There's no doubt about that.
I agree.
And it's unique, the fact that it's a pennant. And I like that,
There's
too.
A lot of really, really good things about it. But if you're saying, if this is a representation, if Alien comes down and he's looking at the Mount Rushmore state flags,
yeah,
there's only one pennant. And he's like, wait, there's not more than one?
Yeah.
Why is there one up there?
Right?
That would
sure,
be weird.
Sure, I guess. I think a mark in Ohio's favor is, so sometimes when we do these Mount Rushmores for like athletes, we like to pick one from every era, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want to, so we've got two out, we've got two kind of out west. We got Texas and California.
Or Maryland is an early one.
Maryland is our East Coast one. We don't have any Midwest countries. If we picked Wyoming, it would be another Western country, or another Western state. We don't have any Midwestern states.
That is true.
So to me, Ohio, in its favor, would be representing the Midwest, which I want as a Midwestern guy,
okay.
I want it to be represented. So you could talk me into either one of them.
Gosh, I really like a buffalo.
I love it.
The red border, it's red, white, and blue. It's a buffalo.
Yeah.
I love buffalo.
The buffalo's super cool.
Gosh, do we coin flip it?
I don't want to coin flip it. This is too important to coin flip. Would you coin flip a president? No, you wouldn't. You come...
A couple presidences ago, maybe.
Presidences ago?
Yeah.
Okay, gun to my head. If I think the only thing making me not pick Ohio is I think I'm biased. But I think if I grew up in Missouri, which, by the way, Missouri, honestly, your flag.
Get your act together.
We haven't even talked about you for a reason. if I was just from a random state, I would think Ohio might even be a slam dunk for us.
I think agree.
The only thing making us not pick Ohio is
because we're from here.
Because we're from here and we're just like, you know,
I don't
show
favoritism.
But hey.
Listen, if you just glance at all the flags...
Ohio jumps off the page.
There's two that jump.
Yeah.
It's Ohio and Maryland.
Right.
Those are two that immediately just jump right out
Let's
at you.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Ohio. And Wyoming, we love you.
Listen, Wyoming's not highly populated.
I might retire in Jackson Hole. Like, that might happen. Okay?
Yeah.
I love Wyoming.
That's what I'm saying. We have fewer people to upset them in Wyoming than we do in Ohio.
We have a lot of people to upset in Ohio. All right, so the definitive Mount Rushmore of
state flags
is Texas, California, Maryland, and Ohio.
I feel good.
And just to reference Adam's original, he said Maryland, New Hampshire.
Mm.
We didn't even talk about New Hampshire. I can't even...
There's no reason to.
There's no reason to. California and Texas. So
it's pretty close.
Just swapping out New Hampshire for Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. But which makes me feel like maybe we got it right, you know?
Yeah. Because well, he even mentioned Ohio as a possible...
As an option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. The most honorable mention after that point has got to be Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Wyoming. And then the Arizona, New Mexico...
Yes.
Is right there as well. Wow. This was fun.
I feel good.
I feel really good. Well,
now listen, we love doing Mount Rushmores.
Uh-huh.
It might be my favorite thing, which is why we probably do it more often than any other bit that we do.
Sure.
If anybody has an idea for a Mount Rushmore,
yeah.
It could be the Mount Rushmore of breakfast foods or the Mount Rushmore.
I'll do it about anything.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
About hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
About, let's see, what else could it be about? Mount Rushmore of...
I mean, there's food is a never-ending, you know...
topic.
Yeah.
I mean, go for it. It's timeless.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. We could go Mount Rushmore of doctors, right? You got your dentist, you got your optometrist. Does a podiatrist belong on the list?
There's a doctor by his name.
What do you use more than your feet?
And
every time you take a step,
there's psychologist, psychiatrist,
and
then you're all your surgeons. If you want to break down from the doctor,
right.
There's different
mm-hmm.
factions of doctors.
So, yeah, we could do a Mount Rushmore of doctors. We could do a Mount Rushmore of TV doctors, you know?
George Clooney belongs on that list.
Oh, like actors or the characters?
Either or.
I mean, Doctor Strange belongs on the list.
Okay, listen, that's a podcast for another day.
That's its own thing, you know?
Podcast of seating apparatuses.
Okay.
Chair.
Chair.
Log.
Couch.
Rocking chair.
Stump. my brain is not working very well. Hammock. Yes. Yeah. But there's a lay down hammock and there's the sitting hammock.
Two completely different things.
There's a banana hammock.
There's a blanket on the ground.
Uh huh.
That's a thing.
Grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that.
The Mount Rushmore of seating apparatuses.
My brain is just firing at like a million different points of light because I was just thinking
a countertop.
Countertop. That's another seating app.
Yeah.
So the point is
washing machine.
The point is we could do Mount Rushmores all day.
Listen, challenge us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us a challenge.
Give us a challenge.
So maybe there's one out there you're like, oh, I don't think you could do. You know what? And we're not even above doing a president Mount Rushmore. You know, it might be like, you know what?
It'd be completely different.
You got it. You guys got it wrong. We're going to fix this. You know?
Donald Trump belongs on the.
Stop it. You're just alienating.
We're making America great again.
Just alienating entire swaths of the country.
I don't care.
You don't care.
No.
Because
he's making America great again. And he has like Jason, 85% approval rating.
That's a different podcast. This is a different podcast, you know? And
Chuck Smeltzer.
Hi, I'm Todd Klingel.
And I'm Chuck Smeltzer.
And you're listening to
Poopcast. Stories about poop.
Please, somebody fund us. I mean, we're not going to do that one on our own. Account. Yeah, we're not going to do that one on our own.
No, I'm not spending real money on that.
We do this one on our own. But if you want to like real money, like real money,
yes.
Then we'll do it.
Okay, we need two things to happen for Poopcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we need real money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And we need Davey C to write a poop theme song.
Well, I think Davey C would be happy to. Now, Dave, we do want you to. Jason and I were talking about this the other day, and we would like you to post the Loud World Radio theme on your SoundCloud page
if you're not embarrassed.
If it's acceptable, we feel like it could be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, kind of a thing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we play his music all the time.
Listen, you're just about ready to hear a Davey C song. It's about ready to drop. If it hasn't dropped already, I don't.
Yeah.
But we'd like you to do that. But that being said, Dave, when you write the theme for the Poopcast, we're not even going to ask you to put it on your SoundCloud page. You
know,
you can have complete anonymity. We're going to have complete anonymity. It's not going to be
connected. We won't even give you credit for it.
Yeah, it's not going to be connected to Loud World Radio at all.
No.
Yeah.
No, and we'll use a whole different network, not even Podbean.
Yeah.
We don't want to be associated with Poopcast.
Do you think when we do it, like we should like post-production drop the EQs or whatever on your voice a little bit, put a little bit more low
raise
end
yours.
And raise mine.
Yeah, I don't know if I could talk in a whole show like Chuck Smeltzer. Yeah.
I could talk like Todd Klingel the whole time, I'm pretty sure. For some reason, he's kind of Midwestern, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's kind of from Chicago, I don't know.
I picture Chuck is from like Texas.
Chuck is definitely, yeah, I don't know. I went Southern there too. I went like Southern Belle. Well, I do declare.
That poop is the most awful smell I've ever smelled.
It's hard for me to maintain an accent. I can do it for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But eventually everything
we
just,
definitely need to EQ that out.
It all turns into the Crocodile Hunter. At some point, every accent I've ever done, if you'd let me do it long enough, it'll turn into it'll turn into the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.